Welcome to another edition of Get Lit with Literature. This is Monk. It's another segue show. It seems to be the mode segueing from the interview about the Native perspective with Teokasin a couple of weeks ago and into the Native aspects of my recent book, Moving Through the Empty Gate Forest, Inside Looking Out. And this week, actually, a quote from... translated quote from the Gateless Gate text. Gateless Gate is the most common name. I went with Empty Gate. And Zen poems, that's been a big influence on my writing and my way of seeing and experiencing the world is the brief little Zen poems, which give a lot to think about. So here's one called Mindfulness. Spring comes with its flowers, autumn with the moon, summer with breezes, winter with snow. When useless things don't stick in the mind, that is your best season. Actually, I found a better translation, and here it is. In spring, hundreds of flowers. In autumn, a harvest moon. In summer, a refreshing breeze. In winter, snow will accompany you. If useless things do not hang in your mind, any season is a good season for you. I like that. That conveys it better than the best season, but that was implied. But then, in the Gateless Gate, it comes with a little story lesson or something behind it that precedes the little poem there. So let's see, this is number 19. Everyday life is the path. Joshu asked Nansen, what is the path? Nansen said, everyday life is the path. Joshu asked, can it be studied? Nansen said, if you try to study, you will be far away from it. Joshu asked, if I do not study, how can I know it is the path? Nansen said, the path does not belong to the perception world. Neither does it belong to the non-perception world. Cognition is a delusion, and non-cognition is senseless. If you want to reach the true path beyond doubt, place yourself in the same freedom as sky. You name it neither good nor not good. At these words, Joshu was enlightened. Mumon's comment, Nansen could melt Joshu's frozen doubts at once when Joshu asked his questions. I doubt, though, if Joshu reached the point that Nansen did. He needed 30 more years of study. In spring, hundreds of flowers. In autumn, a harvest moon. In summer, a refreshing breeze. In winter, snow will accompany you. If useless things do not hang in your mind, any season is a good season for you. Now there's one for the, not only the educational institutions, but as has been mentioned, I've mentioned it in my writing recently, the information age is lacking wisdom. There's so much information, but where are the wise choices and the wise decisions? And the information overload has people maniacally searching for every information bit at the expense. And there, that line again, if you try to study, you will be far away from it. And that doesn't mean like don't study in a book if you're learning something, but it's saying something deeper, you know, that you can only you just have to live it. You have to live each day kind of thing. Everyday life. Everyday life is the path. That's the name of that little section. And that's one of my go-to books. Zen Flesh, Zen Bones, a collection of Zen and pre-Zen writings compiled by Paul Reps and Naya Jin Senzaki, published by Tuttle. So I like that because it makes me think of the kind of the attachment to the different weather patterns and seasons, and then how one can get caught up in that, and then the ongoing thread of one's consciousness and how one's mood is and where one's mind is. The consciousness is always a factor. So it could make, it could, you know, you could be in a bad mood on a beautiful day or in a good mood on a stormy day. So it's all about to do with one's relationship with the generic word, the weather. I find it interesting because years ago when I read something like this, and it helped change my way of being in that I try to maintain a sense of continuity with throughout the seasons, so that in a way there is some thread or experience that the season does not matter to me, like positive or negative sense. It's just, oh, it's another season, and here I am having dinner again, or something like that. Some ritual or routine that happens, or some way of being that is not attached to the seasons. So I find that helpful, as long and then that's balanced with fully into each season and integrating with each season and whatever each season has to offer and whatever I can offer each season. Now I find I've heard this so many times this spring that I find it interesting, and I can't help sometimes comment, you know, that it's as if there is a point, as if the weather or the days are not so great, and then when there's that first, like, warm, beautiful, sunny, whatever spring day, of course it's welcome and it's wonderful after winter to experience that. But here's the thing that I find interesting. I've heard it a bunch of times this year. See somebody outside and they're like, finally a nice day. And I immediately think, like, no, not finally. This is continually. The weather is continual. And then I think, well, yesterday was a nice day too. It was chilly and rainy and you know, you had soup and you huddled up or whatever. So it's just, I find it interesting to kind of, I understand it, but I find it interesting and telling that people will say, you know, finally this kind of day, because it betrays the truth. It's a continuum, and that's what, you know, the beauty. I see the cherry tree and the different phases of the cherry blossoms, of which in haiku there's like 15 or 13 or 20 something different phrases for the different stages of the cherry blossoms, and then they bloom and they're beautiful, and people say, oh, well, I wish it could just be like this all year. Well, of course it's nice, but then what about appreciating, you know, when the wind is blowing them off the leaves, and then it's the leaves, the cherry tree leaves are green, and it's just an ongoing kaleidoscopic cycle. And that's what I think the Zen statement is pointing at, is that when you attune your consciousness to that ongoing continuum of natural cycle, you kind of, it's like riding the wave. You get into a flow that is, I don't want to say transcends the seasons, because, you know, we to stay rooted and connected with the earth is of essence. So I don't want to say transcends, but the consciousness is like not attached. One's own state of, you know, being or mood then is not attached to the season or to the particular weather or day. I mean, that's a better way to say it. And then another thing I've heard, you know, from a native perspective, is that, you know, the highest form of intelligence is Mother Earth, and is the natural, and, you know, for lack of better words, the nature and the intelligence of the natural world. So to say that, you know, it's a bad weather day, or it's a nasty day, or these really intense words, that is an insult. It's an insult to the intelligence of the natural world, and it's really an insult to say the food you eat, because like even the weathermen on TV, they program people to think it's a beautiful sunny day and, you know, that's good. And then it's a cool rainy day, that's bad. But meanwhile, how are you going to get the food if you don't have the rainy day? So really, and who do we think we are? Like, it's as if the weather is just like this, it's like this show that's gets catered just for us. Like, oh, today is a beautiful day. It's the best weather day. It's like, it's right there for me. Like, it was the best Broadway show. So I find that in life in general, and especially as a poet and a writer, that like there is no such thing as a bad weather day for a poet, and especially haiku poetry. There's no such thing within every speck of whatever is fodder for observations and poetry and other writings. And some of that, here's another quote on that Zen sacred-text.com. They got a lot of stuff about the Zen. Another poem. This is I'm not familiar with the author. It looks like Pang Yun, Y-U-N. Says the enlightened heart, and I think this is what the first one is talking about when one's consciousness is kind of not attached to the season per se. This is called mind at peace. When the mind is at peace, the world too is at peace. Nothing real, nothing absent, not holding on to reality, not getting stuck in the void. You are neither holy or wise, just an ordinary fellow who has completed his work. Mind at peace. When the mind is at peace, the world too is at peace. Nothing real, nothing absent, not holding on to reality, not getting stuck in the void. You are neither holy or wise, just an ordinary fellow. I wouldn't necessarily say completed his work, but I would say an ordinary fellow completing, living fully. Anyway, the point, I think the point I love about that one is that just when you merge with the nature and the natural world and become part of it, then it is no longer, you no longer like have a particular, oh, you're wise, or there is no particular holy man thing going on, because everything, you know, you might, if you're a holy man, well, then the blade of grass is a holy man as well. So it's all the same and all connected. And then you just become an ordinary fellow or an ordinary gal. And I think that's the message of the Taoist philosophy and a lot of Zen and a lot of traditions, is that merging, once we get past the arrogance to think, you know, that we have such a say in, you know, what is good and bad out there, then we just become like ordinary people, and it's an ordinary day. Some may be more beautiful, some may be more stormy, but it's all part of the kaleidoscope. So thanks for listening, and be well.